I called it the greatest Michigan Center football win in school history. Let's see what Troy Allen thinks about that. Troy, unbelievable performance by your team Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, the biggest win. It's probably one of the biggest ones that I've had. So I guess for speaking for my tenure, yeah, I think you nailed that one. Traveling all the way to Constantine, number one team in the state. Yeah, we'll definitely take it.
I don't even think Bob Shannon would argue with me. Yeah, you, just to realize the kind of team you beat. They've been in the last 20 years, they've missed the playoffs once. Their tradition is literally unmatched. They're probably in the top six, seven programs in the state in the last 20 years. They've won 200 games. I mean, and they never lose at home. The only team that I know that has beat them a couple times at their place is Schoolcraft. So what a feather in your hat.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, definitely knowing a lot about the tradition and, you know, what they've done, because we've had two losses to them in the playoffs, you know, with some pretty good teams. So it's kind of that monkey that has been on my back. So yeah, to go there and get that victory, I'm going to, you know, enjoy it, you know, probably enjoy it till practice today, and then it'll be focused on Clinton.
Yeah, and they're a big, strong team. How did you do it? They usually just really grind teams down.
Yeah, you know, the honest truth too is we're not that big. So we've got some super feisty kids, and I think that, you know, a great defensive game plan by my defensive coordinator Nick Cass, and you know, just it was responsibility football. And I think that sometimes when you take a loss, you can learn so much from it. And I think the Addison game, if I could take anything positive, is that we took what we did wrong and tried to get that fixed for, you know, Constantine. And I think that, you know, it's fair to say that we're a better team than, you know, week four. So, you know, this is one of the times where a loss actually worked in our favor, I think.
Yeah, it looked toward the end of that game like, you know, they were the team that was beaten down. They were really frustrated.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, I think that the thing that you got to do with anybody, a team that runs or operates like that, is get them out of their comfort zone. We knew going in, I don't know if they've trailed all season. Their closest game, I think, was a 14-point game. So as we got to that second half and we're, you know, got the lead back, it was kind of interesting to see kind of how they seemed a little bit disheveled. Just because they haven't been there, which, you know, does make sense.
Yeah.
We've been in tons of close games, so it definitely wasn't something that we were not accustomed to.
Yeah, they don't throw the ball. Well, they hardly ever throw it. They hit the one big pass play on you, but other than that, they really had no success throwing, and they don't ever punt the ball, so they had a couple real clunkers when they had to punt.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we didn't have any film on what their punt was going to look like. So when they came out the first time, it almost looked like a trip set. And we're thinking, well, what the heck are they going to do? Because we just, you know, it's tough to get film on their punt game, that's for sure. So fortunately, we were able to, you know, deal with the situation quickly. And yeah, it definitely worked in our favor because it's not something they're comfortable doing.
Well, Troy, talk about your quarterback situation, because, you know, you've had Hinkle in there, and then Hyland was in there Saturday, and he just did a tremendous job for you.
Yeah, and it's a unique situation because the honest truth is Dalen Hinkle he has done nothing to lose that position. It's just one of those things with our offense being a, you know, triple option. We were finding that teams were able to take Hyland out of the mix. So, you know, thinking how are we going to, you know, guarantee that we can get him the ball, he touch it every time in a game, and get him the carries that he needs. And, you know, it was a very difficult decision as a coaching staff and, you know, ultimately make that decision to make the switch. But, you know, Dalen, you know, all-conference quarterback, and we move him to wide receiver. You know, a lot of kids, that wouldn't be a good thing. And you know, a kid would be pretty frustrated. But, I mean, I can't say enough about how Dalen has, you know, kind of, you know, accepted the change and did everything he could to make this work well for Highland. The kids tell me in the huddle how he's kind of, you know, giving them tips and guiding him and telling him what the cadence should be on. So, you know, very unique situation. We're lucky that it's kind of turned out this way because Highland's doing a phenomenal job. But to have such a high character kid as Dalen, you know, accepting of the change and doing everything he can to kind of help it along the way has been huge for us.
Yeah, tough to bring Highland down is an understatement. They couldn't tackle him.
Yeah, no, they couldn't. And I told my son this weekend, we were watching some football at home after the game, and I said, you know, I'm so happy I get to watch all these kids, and especially Highland. I get one more guaranteed game to watch him play, and that's pretty special because he's worth the price of admission, as they say.
Yeah, talk about your defense, Troy. Give us a couple kids that really played well Saturday.
Oh, wow. Well, I tell you, Logan Heath, he's defensive end and our right guard, and he is not the biggest kid, but I tell you, pound for pound, the toughest kid I've ever been around. Just relentless. And, you know, Jordan Birch kind of has that same kind of mentality where, you know, it's pretty much our O-line is our D-line, and the kids are, you know, they've been doing it all year, and they just battle. And after the game, I just think, man, I hope they can play again next week because all that they put into it. I'd say a pretty cool story is we have Dylan Villarreal was one of our starting linebackers and went down with an ACL, MCL against Addison. And through some conversation with his parents, they went to the doctor and kind of worked through to where if he could strengthen it enough, they were going to let him come back before he had to have surgery on it. And I mean, he stepped in and did some amazing things for us. I've never had a kid that has been able to come back from something like that. And, you know, I'd say just Saturday, you would have never known he was dealing with that injury. So,
yeah, he made a number of plays.
Yeah, he's tough as nails. So I think that's the biggest thing is the kids just, you know, they believe in themselves. They believe in the plan. And, you know, I'll never question our kids' toughness. That's for sure. They've impressed me each and every week.
So you press forward now. You go to Clinton Friday, and when anybody ever mentions Clinton to me, I think speed. They always feature some pretty good speed down there.
No, absolutely. Another program that I've watched on, you know, the Thanksgiving weekend play on, you know, on a big stage. So they've been there, done that.
Yeah.
So another big test for us, you know, we're going to travel there. So we've been the road warriors and, you know, we're going to keep that mentality and, you know, it's going to be another battle, but you know, I like what we have going. I think they're going to run a T, you know, similar to Constantine. And so, I'm not sure if that's a good and bad thing. You know, our T can be very, you know, challenging to defend, but I do think that we've got a good rhythm going right now. So, you know, it should be a really good opportunity for us.
Yeah, and they avenged an earlier season loss with that win over Ida. And it was a lot of defense for those guys.
Yeah, I watched before I got the film on that game, I actually watched it on Friday because we didn't play. And that was two T teams just kind of getting after it and start the backyard football game. So yeah, I think they probably, you know, got beat up a lot like we did. And so it'll be, hey, let's just put some bandages on and get back out there and see what we can do on Friday.
Yeah. You take them a day at a time now, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We've matched as far as we've been, so the goal now is to be Final Four, but, you know, pretty happy to get that district trophy and, you know, just so the kids can, you know, they want to put their mark on the program, and I think that we've, you know, our first 10-win season in program history, you know, we've got some good things going for these kids.
Best win ever. I'm going to have to confirm that with Bob Shannon, but.
I'll talk with Bob and see if we can, yeah, I'm sure he's got some good war stories, but I'll take it.
Troy, thanks for stopping by. Great win.
All right. Thanks so much.
Troy Allen, head football coach at Michigan Center.